نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. As today the Jummah, let's please recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we can at least fulfill one of the sunnat as well. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Today's talk and advice is mostly for the young people in this room, inshallah, and I'm sure that many other youngsters will come along. This is just an advice and a talk mainly for them because it's their day off from school, and many of them will do turn up, and this will inshallah benefit them, because as parents who have not been brought up in this country, who have not gone through the legal system and from school and secondary school and all that route, we don't really realize the struggles that our children go through throughout their day life. We think that all they have to do is just go to school, come back, go to the masjid and come home and that's it. But in fact, they do also have some stress and they overthink some situations, which then tends to them falling behind in their iman. So inshallah, this can also be an advice to parents as well, but mainly this is for the youngsters, inshallah. How do we tackle overthinking? How do we overcome overthinking? What is overthinking? Let's look at the word overthinking. When we think about a situation and we think about different scenarios and different situations when they have not occurred, we look into the future, or sometimes we even look into our past and we start thinking, what if we done this, what if we done that, what if this happens, what if this happens. So this then starts leading to something called depression. This then starts leading to sadness, depression and anxiety as well, where a youngster will not be able to talk to their parents, where a youngster will not be able to talk to the ulama-i sharif, where a youngster will not be able to speak up to anyone because they have anxiety from overthinking. Now, Islam is the only religion in the whole world that tells us how to avoid overthinking, and it shows us the solutions how to avoid overthinking, so that one does not fall into depression. Nowadays, when a lot of the environment that is made like this is that when someone falls into depression, when someone has anxiety, what do? They go to a psychologist. They give money to a psychologist per hour. I'm sure it's like £100, £80, and it could be even more than that. And they give all that just to talk to someone about what they feel. They also stop socializing with other people. So that's just normal nowadays, but Islam teaches us how to avoid this in the simple way as possible. As Muslims, we should look at solutions that first we look in the Quran. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell me about my own situation? We learn from the Quran. When we can't find the answer in the Quran, then we look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And most likely, the situation that you're going through will be in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And then you consult and you talk to your local imam, the person that you trust, and inshallah they will guide you to the right way. Now, overthinking, how do we overcome overthinking? Number one is the first thing we need to look at is time. Time is divided into three categories, into three parts. There's the past, there's the present, and then there's the future. That's how time is divided. We should not think about our past. Whatever has happened, that's not in your control now. Whatever has happened has happened. You learn from it. Whatever sin that you have committed, you learn from that. You ask tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make tawbah. And whatever good thing that you have done, you also learn from that. And you do not let that bring you down. You do not let that make you depressed for the future. So do not worry about the past. Learn from it and move on. Number one. The future, that's also out of our control as well. That's something that's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that's in control of our future. I'm sure everyone's heard the saying that we sit in a plane, we don't know the pilot, and we trust him. We know that this pilot will get us to our destination. We sit in a ship and we know that the person who's controlling the ship, he will get us to the destination. Same with a taxi driver. We do not know the taxi driver that's taken us. But what do? We trust that person. We know that he will get us to our destination. In our lives, who is in control of us? Who will take us to our destination? Our akhirah. And the person that will take us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is in control of our future and our lives as well. But inshallah, we'll come to this point later on. This is for the final point. So the future is not in our control. That's in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not worry about the future. It's not healthy for you. Oh, I want to have the best job. I want to have the biggest houses. I want to have the best car. And I want to study in such and such place so that I can have such and such job. You do not need to worry about that. Work in your present. This is why the present, one of the ulama said that to treat the present as if it's your son. How you guide your son, how you tell your son, do this, don't do that, and you want your son to achieve success in this world. Similarly, treat the day as if it's your son and treat it with do this and don't do that, as in do halal and don't do haram. And by this, inshallah, you will succeed in life. So that's the thing, is do not worry about the future. That's in the hands of Allah. A simple solution, my brothers. Don't worry about the past and do not worry about the future. But live in your present and make sure that you... And the healthy thinking that we can do, that's another point, is that the healthy thinking is that we can overthink about the akhirah. We can think about the akhirah. That is healthy. Why? It's because this thinking will then push you towards doing good, towards success. When we think that, oh, what will happen to me on Sirat al-Mustaqim? What will happen to me on Sirat, the bridge of Sirat? What will happen to me on the Day of Judgment when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So all this overthinking is good for you, it's healthy for you. Why? It's because it's stopping you from doing anything bad and it's leading you towards doing good. So think about the akhirah, that's fine. But when it comes to the worldly life, do not overthink it. Leave it in the hands of Allah and try your best. Number two, the second way to overcome overthinking and then stop depression, that's the main goal, is be grateful. Be grateful for what you have. Wallahi, my brothers, when we wake up every single morning and we have the kalima la ilaha illallah in our hearts, this is the biggest ni'mah that we have. Be grateful that you wake up as a Muslim. Be grateful that you wake up knowing who your Rabb is, who you do sajda to. This is the biggest blessing of all. And when you realize that these are the blessings that I have, then you will stop overthinking. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a person who wakes up and they wake up as a Muslim, number one. Number two, they wake up with good sihat, all their body parts working, their eyes are working, their feet are working, their hands are working, and they're healthy. And number three, they wake up in a safe environment. They wake up in a place where it's safe and not where there's destruction. And they wake up in security. Then that person has all the ni'mah from all that's been gathered to him, all the world's ni'mah that's been given to him. How simple is life that our Prophet is showing us? My brothers, life is very easy. You have your sihat and you have your daily needs. You have a house. You wake up every morning and you're in a safe environment. That's simple as that. And what did we, the mahol made it such standards that if you don't succeed and if you don't get this job, you're not successful. The mahol made it such that if you do not go to that university, you're not successful. The environments made it such standards that we think life is hard working throughout your whole life. But we forget to be grateful for the little things that we have. If you don't have such and such job, you're not. If you don't make six figures, you're not successful. These are just the things that the environment is teaching you. These are the things we grow up in. But this is not what success is, my brothers. Success is in the Akhirah. And we work towards that. So be grateful for the little things that we have. Especially our Iman and Sihat. I mentioned this a few weeks ago and I'll mention it again, is that good sihat for the a good sihat is like a crown, the crown that the king wears. But the healthy cannot see it and the unhealthy can. The healthy cannot see that they have their feet are working, their eyesight is working. But the people who do not have their eyesight, they will look at you and say, I wish I had his eyesight. Or people who do not have hearing, they say that I wish I had his hearing. So they can see that crown that you have, but the people who have the sihat, they will not be able to see the crown that they have. Let's be grateful for the sihat, inshallah. And once we're grateful, then we will stop overthinking. We will stop saying that I don't need to achieve this in life to be successful, and I don't need to go to that place to be successful, and I don't need to do this to be successful. We will be grateful and inshallah we'll be content. And number three, and this is the most important one, this is also part of our ibadah, is tawakkul ala Allah, is trust upon Allah. My brothers, this will ensure, and I promise you, wallahi, no other religion has this as much as Islam does. It's trust upon their Lord, their Rabb. Once you have trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I mentioned that point again, is He's in control of your life. Every single good and bad that happens, He is the one that's in control, then you will be content. Qadr. Qadr is in no other religion. What is Qadr? The meaning of Qadr? The meaning of Qadr is that everything good and bad is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once a person realizes that good and bad is from Allah, then they'll be content. One of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, he told his son, he advised his son, he told him that believe in Qadr, have Iman in Qadr. Iman that Allah, that every good and bad is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that Qadr is also that anything that was not for you, it will miss you. It will not come to you. And anything that was for you, anything that was for you, it will come to you. No matter what happens, that thing will come to you. By Allah, it will come to you if it's for you. But if it's not for you, if it's not intended for you, then that thing will never come for you. It will miss you. It will go past you. And you will not be able to achieve that thing. And once a person realizes this, they will be content in life. They will realize that, okay, I missed this job opportunity that I had. Then they will realize that this was not for me. This was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there was no khair in this for me. And you're content. When a taxi driver goes out to work and one of his friend makes, let's say, £120 and he himself makes £40, he should not think that this, why have I made less? This was khair for you. This is qadr. Know that this is from Allah and you will be happy. The more you overthink the situation, why did I make less? Why did this happen to me? Why this? You will start overthinking. The ulama say that the word if, law in Arabic, if is the babu shaitan, it's one of the doors of shaitan. When we start saying if, oh I wish if I went to that place, or if I done that thing, if I studied there, if I had that job, if and if, all this if is just you overthinking yourself. You're just stressing yourself out. Know that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do not let the shaitan come and say anything else. Do not let the shaitan bring the word if into your mouth or even your brain. Because this will then deteriorate and this will weaken your iman. Over time when you start saying, if this happened or if this did not happen, your iman will slowly start to become weak. Because this is one of the words of the shaitan. A Muslim should not say if, because they believe that everything good and bad is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will end with one example. And this is similarly to the other example I gave earlier on. Is that when we go into a cave, when we want to go cave hunting, for example, these things happen. So people go to cave hunting, and what happens in a cave is that it's dark, and you can't see anything, and you always need a guide to take you into the cave. They know the ins and outs of the cave. They know what's dangerous and what's safe for you. So they make a group and they go with that guide. And while you're walking inside the cave, there'll be bats, and it'll be dark, and there'll be bats, and there'll be spiders, and everything like that. From the fitrat of insan, as a human being, we will be scared. We might even run away, and we might even go back, and not even attempt to go inside the cave. But once we know, once the guide tells you, the person who's guiding you through the cave, he tells you, oh, these things are normal. You find these bats, but they won't hurt you. These spiders are just there, but they won't touch you. And this dark, but don't worry, at the end, there's a way there. Your heart becomes content because you know that he is a specialist in this. He will get you through to the other side. My brothers, it's the same example in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide us. We just have to seek for it. We just have to ask for it. Make dua. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity in every single raka'ah in our salah. We say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This dua is one of the most important du'as that we can make. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this dua in Surah Fatiha. And then He made it farz for you to read this surah inside every single raka'ah. Why? It's because he knows this is what us Muslims need. Not only Muslims, this is what humankind needs. Is guidance to the end. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance, we will not be able to achieve anything. This is the reason why the ulama say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is that I do not have any ability and I do not have any power except Allah. He is the one that guides me and He is the one that gives me tawfiq. This dhikr should be on our tongues day and night. So inshallah, these are the three simple ways of overcoming your overthinking and overcoming your depression. Do not let depression come to you, because once depression comes, then your iman will also slowly start to become weak. You'll start missing salah, you'll start missing your namaz. And you'll start saying, why is this happening to me? And such and such. Be grateful for what you have and have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We'll pray our sunnahs now, and after the sunnahs we will have our khutbah. If I could ask everyone to please make your safs now. There's many other brothers who are coming. So just make sure that everyone's sitting in their safs.